This is a download from BBC Learning English. To find out more, visit our website.
Question and answer of the week.
From the BBC.
大家好，欢迎收听 BBC 英语教学的你问我答节目。和我一起主持这期节目的还有我的同事 Beth。
Hi, everyone.
本期节目要回答听众 Jack 的问题。问题是，你好，我是 Jack。Avoid, avert, prevent 和 refrain 似乎都有避免的意思，请问他们的用法都一样吗？谢谢听众 Jack 发来的问题。Beth, 这四个词的含义是不是很相似呢？
Yes, so to answer Jack's question, avoid, avert, refrain, and prevent have related meanings and uses. They can all be used to talk about stopping a bad outcome. However, there are some differences.Let's first look at avoid. Avoid means miss or stay away from someone or something negative. It's often used for situations that are in progress, but not always. Let's hear some examples.
I crossed the road to avoid talking to Jonathan. We argued last week.
Having an open conversation is a good way to avoid any misunderstandings.
所以动词 avoid 的意思是远离、躲避某人或避免坏事，常用来谈论避免一个将要发生的负面事情，但并不总是如此。那 avert 该怎么用呢？
Avert is quite formal. It means stop something bad from happening, and it's most commonly used when talking about very serious issues, such as catastrophes and disasters. Here are some examples.
The company tried to raise funds from investors to avert financial collapse.
People around the world are working together to try to avert a climate disaster.
You're listening
to BBC Learning English.
所以就如刚刚 Beth 讲到的，在谈论避免灾难等非常严肃的问题时，最常用 avert。那么动词 prevent 该怎么用呢？
Prevent can be used to talk about stopping both bad and good things happening. It's often used to talk about something before it started, but not always.
That's interesting. 所以动词 prevent 的意思是防止某件事情发生，可以用来谈论防止好事或坏事的发生。另外 prevent 常强调预防一件还没有发生的事情。我们通过两个例句来巩固动词 prevent 的用法。
My injury prevented me from going on holiday.
It's good to reuse plastic bags to prevent too much waste.
除了表示防止、预防某事发生以外，动词 prevent 还有其他的用法吗？
Yes, prevent can be used to say stop someone from doing something, usually with from. None of the other words are used in this way.For example,
You need to prevent your child from kicking the seat in front of them while in flight.
His fear of social situations prevented him from going to the party.
在上面的例句中，动词 prevent 都用来表示阻止某人做某事。Prevent someone from doing something. 除了 prevent 以外，动词 refrain 也可以用来描述人的动作，对吗？
Yes, but unlike prevent, we don't use it to talk about stopping other people. We use refrain to mean stop ourselves from doing something, often to stop a negative outcome. Refrain is also quite formal.
这样看来 refrain 的意思是克制、避免、强调某人阻止自己做某事。Refrain from doing something, 从而防止产生负面的结果。Refrain 是一个较正式的词。请听两个例句。
I refrain from eating a lot of chocolate, so I don't gain weight.
Please refrain from speaking too loudly during the film.
来总结一下 ,avoid, avert, prevent, 可以用来表示阻止负面结果的发生。其中动词 avoid 指远离、躲避某人、避免糟糕的情况。Avert 较正式，用来谈论避免灾难等非常严肃的问题。Prevent 有防止事情发生的意思，也可以用在 prevent someone from doing something 的结构中，表示阻止某人做某事。动词 refrain 的意思是克制自己不去做某事。
Thank you for your question, Jack.
如果你在英语学习中遇到了难题，欢迎通过微博向我们提问。我们的微博账号是 BBC 英语教学。你也可以发邮件给我们，邮箱地址是 questions.chinaelt@bbc.co.uk。感谢收听，再见。
Bye.
Question and answer of the week.
From BBC Learning English.